Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I want something that sounds like it's probably a Vince Vaughn movie. Actually, I think this one is. So just give me that one.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. That Vince Vaughn movie, I actually haven't seen it, but it's where he has a ton of kids due to donations, and that's what we're going to talk about today. A guy who this happened to, or he happened to it in real life, so it's a pretty wild story.
TikTok is an amazing place. I saw this one on TikTok, and I forwarded it to you, or I don't know. What's the word for I talked to you? Is that a thing?
I don't. That feels bad, feels actually. Weird. I think That's what happened in the story.
A tickety talked to you? I don't know. But I sent it to you, and I was like, we would be remiss if we did not cover that. So, Jamie, why don't you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, this story has gotten fairly widely known. There's a Netflix documentary about it called The Man with 1,000 Kids, and it's about the life of Jonathan Jacob, not Jingleheimer Schmidt. It is Jonathan Jacob Meyer, who's a Dutch musician, YouTuber, and for the purposes of our story today, a prolific sperm donor.
All that to say, he probably did not have very much money, right? But Jonathan's case raises a lot of questions. But the biggest is, why would someone want to father hundreds of children? Well, it's all about the Benjamins, right? So he wasn't making it as a, what did you say, a Dutch musician? Is that what you said? And YouTube wasn't growing as much as he wanted, so he was able to earn money by donating sperm.
Yeah.
And, dude, he would go to multiple clinics in multiple countries. In the Netherlands alone, he reportedly donated at 11 sperm banks before finally being banned. With a population of just 17 million, the ethical implications were immense. But that didn't stop him from trying.
Yeah, and to go to multiple countries to do it. Now, I know people that donate blood and donate plasma. They take precautions to make sure you don't overdo that. But apparently the same precautions were not taken here. So for families who turn to him, Meyer seemed like a dream come true. There are families that need this to have kids. And he was described as healthy with no family history of major hereditary conditions. So he seemed like a quality donor for people looking to get pregnant in this method. But then we started finding some things out. Parents are connecting the dots and realized that their children weren't part of a small donator pool, but they were exponentially growing in number. So this is essentially creating half siblings everywhere.
Well, and if you just sat down to think about the potential implications of that, accidental incest is among one of the worst things that could happen, especially when you're talking about the number of people in a very concentrated, small geographical area. So at least three of his children attended the same daycare. So this phenomenon called genetic sexual attraction, GSA, adds another layer of complexity to the families that are involved.
And really had no idea, because a lot of times the donor is going to be anonymous. You're going to get like a profile or whatever. But a little bit more about Jonathan. He was a musician, like we said. He had seven siblings of his own, and he started donating in his early 20s. He claimed to be inspired by a classmate who had struggled with infertility, so he saw this as a way of helping people. He even publicly said that he had no family history of conditions like cancer, diabetes, but his donations quickly spiraled beyond the Dutch guidelines, which limit donors to fathering 25 children with no more than 12 families. The fact that we have those limits, which again, this is in the Netherlands, is fascinating to me, but 25 kids with 12 families and you're supposed to be done.
So in his donations, he would use different aliases. He would use the name Jacob, Rude, Walter, and even Martin. And he would actually interact directly with families that he helped. And this raised suspicions, as many mothers later discovered that they'd been misled about the true scale of his donor contributions. By 2021, there was an online group of parents that were connected, and they were over 150 families together in this group. And this, of course, sparked investigations and definitely outrage.
A key figure in this fight against Meyer was Vanessa von Erich, a mother who initially believed she was one of only a handful of people who have been a recipient of his donations. Through social media, however, she discovered that her kid shared a biological father with at least 100 other people. When she confronted Meyer, his response was chilling. He admitted that he knew of at least 175 kids, and he was claiming that he was just being generous and that this wasn't his fault. Vanessa summed up, I think, the reaction of many: you're not helping anymore. How do I tell my kids they could have 300 siblings?
That's going to really like screw up Ancestry.com, 23andMe, like, because there's going to be a huge population of people that are connected, and the family trees are going to be wild. In 2017, the Dutch Society of Obstetrics and Gynecology officially banned Meyer from donating, but he continued through private arrangements and international and interracial clinics. By 2023, the DonorKind Foundation, which is a Dutch organization helping donor-conceived children trace their roots, took legal action. In April of that year, a court ruled against Meyer, imposing a hefty fine of 10 or 100,000 euros for any future donations, and he was also ordered to request the destruction of any remaining sperm samples at clinics that belonged to him.
So this is called A Man of 1,000 Kids. How many does he actually have? Unfortunately, we don't have an exact number, which blows my mind. But in reality, it's believed that it's around 550 kids. While fertility activist Eve Wiley speculates it could be much higher, up to 1,000, based on calculations from a variety of different entities. However, the figure of 3,000 kids is really kind of a worst case scenario and not very likely. Very likely it's not even 1,000, but it is at least 550 that they know of.
So you know that I come from a pretty small town, right? Geographically, right. Pretty small. Dude, I don't want to name any names, but there are situations in that small town where, not through sperm donations, but through infidelity and affairs, people are born of fathers that they did not know were their fathers. And then when they start dating in middle school and high school, the parents are like, actually, you shouldn't date that person because they're your half-sister. You know, so that's in a small town with a very isolated situation or two. This is potential to be a disaster in a few years when accidental incest is a very real possibility.
Yeah, and I mean, there are obviously genetic implications to that are less than ideal, I think, is an understatement. Meyer's pretty unapologetic about this. He continues to post on YouTube, and he really is not... He continues to say he did it for the right reasons and that he did nothing wrong. Now, there are no legal repercussions as of yet. He's forbidden from doing this anymore. Yeah, so he was fined and they destroyed the samples. But otherwise, he's just out there living his life. And, of course, people continue to hate on him and he has all the pushback. But overall, he's free. And I don't know what's to stop him going to another country to continue doing this.
Yeah. When I sent you this TikTok, I just assumed that this guy was in America doing that. So if he ever wanted to make his way to America, think about the thousands potentially of clinics nationwide, state to state, that he could travel to and make a living. He said that he was making enough money doing this that it supported himself. And there were times where, I guess, if a clinic was critically low and couldn't supply what they needed, they would do bonuses. And there were times where he was making $1,000 a pop.
Wow.
So it's insane, right?
Yeah. There's a word for that we use in the legal system of paying for a sexual act. It seems expensive.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're a mother who's unable to conceive and this is helpful, there's the fine line between helpful and egregious, and he's crossed it.
Definitely some ethical implications here, but fascinating story, John. Thanks for sending it to me. Look forward to bringing back another case next week. This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.